my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, for a person who reads Zawruza Park regularly, it will be branded on his forehead that this reciter of Zawruza Park is free from hypocrisy and the fire of hell. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, we are continuing with the series, The World of Jinn and Amir Ahl-Sunnat. We have learned many interesting facts about jinns, their lifestyle compared to ours, where they live. They share this planet with us. So therefore we need to have a better understanding about jinns. They can see us, but they are hidden from our sight. If they are hidden, it does not mean that they do not exist. So let us learn more about jinns. It's also mentioned that in June 2004, a brother from Bahawalpur in Punjab has mentioned that he went to meet Amir al-Sunnat. And the reason for that was, he said, we had a mango farm. He said, one day my son climbed the tree to break mangoes. He said, after that his health deteriorated, he became sick, and his eyes should get very big with fear. Then after that a jinn began to appear in front of him, and this was a non-Muslim jinn. And it was troubling my son a lot. And he said, used to also swear and say a lot of wrong words as well. And he said, he used to scream at the son saying that, you step on my son's foot in the mango tree and broke it, and for that, therefore I'm going to trouble you. And he said, this was carrying on for some time, and they were very troubled. And they went to many amils, treatment, but there was no benefit. And they said this jinn used to come and go, and some time had passed without any relief. So one day, a family was listening to Madni Muzakira on tape, and my son's condition was very bad, and all of a sudden this non-Muslim jinn appeared, and surprisingly his tone was even softer this time. So he asked, who is this person talking and explaining this masala? So he said, we explained to him it was Amir Ahl-Sunnat. So that jinn said, I want to meet him. So then they thought it was a good idea for them to go to Karachi as well. Perhaps by meeting Amir Ahl-Sunnat, the son's problem will be solved. So that's how they ended up coming into the company of Amir Ahl-Sunnat. And he did infradi koshish and presented Dawat Islam to the jinn, and alhamdulillah the jinn became a Muslim and also did bay'at and became and got into the silsila of Aliya Qadriya Razviya Attariya. He became an Attari jinn, and then he requested to Amir al-Sunnah to make dua for him to ease his problems. And then he stated, okay, I'm a Muslim now and I'm your murid, but I'm not going to spare this person. And Amir al-Sunnat asked why. He said, because he climbed the mango tree and he hurt my son, and my wife is very angry with him, and she said, I must finish him off. So I'm not going to leave him. Amir al-Sunnah showed him lots of love and kindness and explained that this young man is your Islamic brother and is also your peer bhai. Leave him alone. And kept reasoning with him. And this happened for a time, and this jinn constantly refused. Amir al-Sunnah spoke now in a harsher tone and said, accept my request. And if Huzur Ghawsa Pak radiallahu anhu gets angry, then I don't know what's going to happen to you. After he said this, the youngster who had the jinn began to tremble. Then Amir al-Sunnah read something and blew on him. Alhamdulillah, he recovered. And then the jinn left and relented, and he promised Amir al-Sunnah that I will leave and I will never come back and trouble this person. And he also said, please give me a Muslim name. So Amir al-Sunnah named him Ghulam al-Ghaws. And as he was leaving, the jinn said, please allow me, I will go and bring my wife and my children. I want them to accept Islam in your hands, and I also want them to become your murid. Alhamdulillah, as you can see, non-Muslim jinn, listening to Madni Muzakira on tape, it transformed him. That will show you the benefit of Madni Muzakira as well. Alhamdulillah, every week we get the opportunity to listen live to Madni Muzakira. If this is the blessing for a jinn that has a kafir, and the blessing of the Madni Muzakira, even this youngster who had jinn, his problem got solved. So you can see the spiritual benefit of Madni Muzakira. Now regarding jinn, just as human, there are good and bad. Amongst jinn also you get good jinns and bad jinns. In Surah Jinn, verse 11, translation from Kanzul Iman, he mentioned, and amongst us, some are virtuous and some are other type, and we are split into several branches. Here they are referring to jinns. Some claim that amongst the creation, there are those that are intelligent and have the ability to converse, and they are of two types. That means those who can converse amongst all the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, the two types that have intelligence and can converse, that means can talk, are man and jinn. And now these groups are further divided into two groups. One group are pious and the other are evil. Pious human beings are called abrar. And amongst the pious human beings, the prophets are included together with the ordinary Muslims who are pious. Whereas evil human beings are referred to as ashrar, the evil jinns are called shaitan. And there's also a very beautiful story regarding Baytullah. It's mentioned that when Hazrat Ibrahim a.s. got free after completing the construction of Baytullah, he got wahi, instruction from Allah Azza wa Jal to announce the invitation to Hajj. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam announced, he said, O people, your Lord has built a house so that you must perform pilgrimage in the form of Hajj. All the humans and jinns heard it and they responded, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Yani, that means, we are present. Yes, we are present. Oh Allah, we are present. It also mentioned that when the sound of azan reaches all human and jinns, they bear witness that so and so made azan and become witness for that person on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu has mentioned, he said, while he was sitting in the company of the companions, and he was reciting Surah Rahman, and the companion was listening, and the jinns were also listening. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the jinns have heard Surah Rahman, but their response is better than yours, because when they heard فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, they responded in this way, translation, O our Lord, there is nothing we can deny of your favors. You are worthy of all praise. Because فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ refers to, so which of Allah Azza wa Jal favors are you going to deny? And look at the response of the jinn. They said, O our Lord, There is nothing we can deny of your favors. You are worthy of all praise. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the response. Sayyidina Maaz bin Jabal radiallahu anhu has mentioned that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you perform tahajjud salah, and this is something for those who perform tahajjud regularly, to listen to this advice of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, make qiraat loudly. Let me read the surah Fatiha and surah loudly, because angels also perform namaz with you, and Muslim jinns also join. That means angels and Muslim jinns, even those jinns who are in the skies and from the neighboring homes, they come and join you and they listen to the recital. And he said, the sound of the voice reciting the Holy Quran causes evil jinns to flee from that house and also wherever the sound reaches from neighboring homes as well. So as you can see, what a beautiful advice. That when you're performing tahajjud, maybe many of us did not realize that even the angels come and join you, and even jinns join you, and you may not even know about the presence. So try your best, take this advice. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whilst reading, read a little bit loudly. So in the, with the blessing of the kalam of Allah azza wa jal, sharir jinns will run away and pious jinn will come and accompany you. Hazrat Sayyidina Sufwan bin Maharaz rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that jinns also awake and perform tahajjud. When he used to wake up to perform tahajjud, they used to also wake up with him and they used to listen to his recitation. So someone asked him, he said, how did you become aware that they make tahajjud with you and they listen to you? He said, once he heard screams and he got confused while he was reciting, then he heard voices saying, don't get confused. We are your brothers, that means jinns, and we also perform namaz like you. As you can see, for those who perform namaz, especially at tahajjud, alhamdulillah, how much benefit there is in your homes, and you also invite pious jinns and sharir jinns, the wicked jinns run away. And also mentioned that jinns perform namaz on grass, so do not do call of nature on grass. Hazrat Sayyidina Atta bin Abi Rabah radiallahu anhu mentioned that once he said Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu was in Masjid al-Haram, and he said he saw a black and white shiny snake making tawaf, and then it went to Maqam Ibrahim to perform salah. So he said, I went and stood beside it. And when he finished, I said, Oh snake, you have completed the requirements of Umrah. I am afraid that people who are not aware of your reality, that means that you are a jinn, may harm you, so please disperse. And he said, then I saw the jinn flew away and disappeared into the sky. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zubair radiallahu anhu also mentioned that Hazrat Abdullah bin Safwan radiallahu anhu said that he was sitting in Baytullah Sharif, and all of a sudden he saw from Baba Iraqi, he saw a jinn come in making tawaf, and then it went and kissed Hajar Aswad. So he also went to this jinn, to the snake, and he said, you have completed the necessary requirement, so please leave, because the children have become afraid of you. And then he said, this snake, which was actually a jinn, went back in the direction that it came from. And this is a very beautiful narration here regarding Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu. He mentioned that one night he was in Haram Sharif and he saw some women. They were making tawaf. And he said, I felt something very strange about them. And when they made tawaf and they became free, so he said, something in my heart told me that I must follow them and see where they go to, where they live. Because they looked very strange. So while they were working and going away, said, I followed them. And then they came to a very steep valley. He said, I followed them, and they came through like a canyon, and I followed them, and I kept walking behind them, and the terrain was very difficult. And eventually they came to a desolate jungle. And when they went there, he saw some old people. And when they saw me, they recognized me and said, oh, Ibn Zubair, how come you are here? So instead of responding to them, I asked them, who are you? They said, we are Jinnat. Then I said, Hazrat Zubair said, he said, I saw this woman that looked strange to me making tawaf in Baytullah Sharif. So therefore, I wanted to know who they are, and I followed them. So then they said that these are our wives. And then he said, oh Zubair, what do you desire? So I said, I desire some fresh, ripe dates. And he said, at that time in Makkah, fresh, ripe dates were not available. But he said, these jinns went and brought him a container of fresh, ripe dates. He ate it, and they said, the rest of it you can take with you. So as you can see, viewers of Madni channel, jinns take so many forms. As you said, they perform namaz, and they also made tawaf, they go for umrah, etc. And this also mentioned in the book that Amir Sunnah have written regarding this, that we, alhamdulillah, are fortunate that as Muslims, we come to know about the presence of jinns. And alhamdulillah, if we have the right knowledge of jinn, as we know that some people have a fear that jinns are evil. And as you can hear from this and learn from the episode, that there are jinns who are also helpful. And there are jinns that by our own action, they can also accept Islam, and they can become helpful as well. So in this way, we fortunately, in this mahal of Dawat Islami, we have the opportunity to travel in kafila. And as you know, even jinns, they travel on kafila. There are jinns who are murid of Amir al-Sunnat, and they also strive to gain knowledge. So we, whilst we're in the mahal of Dawat Islami, inshallah, we must also try our level best to learn as much as we can. And one way of learning is through Madni channel. And alhamdulillah, as you are learning about the lifestyle of jinns, there are many, many, many points, inshallah, in the future series we'll be talking about them. But be rest assured that in this series, you will learn so many things about jinns that will astound you. One, it will make you understand that how, with our understanding of jinns, we can, first of all, not fall into misconception of fearing them, that we can get protection from them. And we will realize that in our homes, if we perform salah, if we make ibadat, and if we do things to please Allah Azza wa Jal, then we'll get protection from evil jinns. And as we mentioned in the previous series, that if we enter our homes without making salam, without reading Bismillah Rahman Rahim, we also welcome jinns into our homes. And in the homes, if we eat food without reading Bismillah Rahman Rahim, the jinns will join us for meals. And then in our homes, if we start watching movies and doing things that are evil, we please shaitan. So you are actually entertaining sharir jinns as well. They will encourage you to do these things, and this will be detrimental to our spiritual life. So if we want to benefit, the best thing for us to do is realize that the lifestyle that we are leading, that means trying to entertain our nafs, is detrimental to our spiritual life. So we must switch on to Madni channel and Madni channel only. Because in this way, not only we will educate ourselves, but as we've heard in this series, that one jinn that was listening to Madni Muzakira of Amir the Sunnah transformed his life. So imagine if you sit and listening to Madni Muzakira, how beneficial it's going to be, not only to you, even to those jinns. Because as you know, it's mentioned in every the homes of every Muslim, in the ceilings there are pious jinns, and they join you when you eat food, and by them joining you, the sharir jinns run away. So again, now can you imagine in your homes, if you watch Madni channel, not only your family will benefit, but also, sometime maybe if there's a sharir jinn, the jinn can also get impacted if he sees the blessed face of Amir al-Sunnah. And sometimes we're not even sure, because these jinns can become murid while watching, because Amir al-Sunnah makes murid on Madni channel as well. So how are we not sure? And they are pious jinns, and they will be happy. They will be also gaining knowledge. So therefore, stay connected to Madni channel. And inshallah, in this way, you'll find betterment in your life and betterment for you in this dunya and in the akhirah. And also you'll find that because of Madni channel, your family will be getting educated. As we know, in this series we spoke about in the beginning that many people have a misconception and have a fear of jinns because of lack of knowledge. So this is something for us to ponder upon. It's only due to knowledge that you can see right from wrong. Because knowledge is like light and ignorance is like darkness. So if you choose darkness, that means there will be darkness in your grave and darkness for you in the hereafter. And an easy, very easy way for you to get light in your life and light in your grave is sit in front of Madni channel and let the light of knowledge enter your heart, into your mind. And you find eventually with this knowledge, you become aware of your own weaknesses because of the awe-inspiring bayans that you hear on Madni channel, especially of Amir al-Sunnat, of the Grand Shura, many of the Muballighs who give bayan. It is inspiring and it instills fear for you, fear of doing sins. And they also speak to you in a manner that makes you desire love for beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make you ashik Rasul. And in this way you'll find that by just watching Madni channel, the easiest way, sit in your chair and watch. It's nothing difficult. But as you say, your nafs will not want you to watch. It'll want you to switch this and watch things that will anger Allah azza wa jal. So dear viewers of Madni channel, we come to at the end of this episode and we appeal to you that always remember that this life comes only once. And we have just one life and the one moment that you're experiencing now. Yesterday is gone, tomorrow we're not sure of. All you have is now. So if you use your now to make your life better, is going to be beneficial for you. So you have to decide that if you want success, then join yourself with people who desire success. And success is dying with Iman. That is true success. So if you want this, join the Mahul of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, if you are accompanied with people who have similar vision, that they want to save themselves from the clutches of Shaitan, the best way is not to be in isolation. Join yourself in the company of pious people. And alhamdulillah, this is what Dawat Islami offers. And inshallah, in the company of Dawat Islami, that you get involved in the activities of Dawat Islami, you'll find that you'll get success in the dunya and in the akhirah. Ameen bi jahi nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
That is my guide. Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar. by the grace of Allah, Attar.